Let's Go Home, Little Bear. Written by Martin Waddell. Illustrated by Barbara Firth. And read by me, Jennifer Patterson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Once there were two bears, Big Bear and Little Bear. Big Bear is the Big Bear, and Little Bear is the Little Bear. They went for a walk in the woods. They walked and they walked and they walked until Big Bear said, "Let's go home, Little Bear." So they started back home on the path through the woods. Plod, 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 went Big Bear, plodding along. Little Bear ran on in front, jumping and sliding and having great fun. And then Little Bear stopped, and he listened. And then he turned round, and he looked. "Come on, Little Bear," said Big Bear. But Little Bear didn't stir.
"I thought I heard something," Little Bear said.
"What did you hear?" said Big Bear.
"Plod, plod, plod," said Little Bear. "I think it's a plodder."
Big Bear turned round and he listened and looked. No plodder was there. "Let's go home, Little Bear," said Big Bear. "The plod was my feet in the snow." They set off again on the path through the woods. Plod, 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 went Big Bear, with Little Bear walking beside him, just glancing a bit now and again. And then Little Bear stopped, and he listened. And then he turned round, and he looked. "Come on, Little Bear," said Big Bear. But Little Bear didn't stir.
"I thought I heard something," Little Bear said.
"What did you hear?" said Big Bear.
"Drip, drip, drip," said Little Bear. I think it's a dripper."
Big Bear turned round, and he listened and looked. No dripper was there. "Let's go home, Little Bear," said Big Bear. "That was the ice as it dripped in the stream." They set off again on the path through the woods. Plod, 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 went Big Bear, with Little Bear closer beside him. And then Little Bear stopped, and he listened. And then he turned round, and he looked. "Come on, Little Bear," said Big Bear. But Little Bear didn't stir.
"I know I heard something this time," Little Bear said.
"What did you hear?" said Big Bear.
"Plop, plop, plop," said Little Bear. I think it's a plopper."
Big Bear turned round, and he listened and looked. No plopper was there. "Let's go home, Little Bear," said Big Bear. "That was the snow plopping down from a branch." Plod, 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 went Big Bear along the path through the woods. But Little Bear walked slower and slower, and at last he sat down in the snow. "Come on, Little Bear," said Big Bear. "It's time we were both back home." But Little Bear sat and said nothing. Come on and be carried, said Big Bear. Big Bear put Little Bear high up on his back and set off down the path through the woods.
Woo, woo, woo.
It is only the wind, Little Bear, said Big Bear, and he walked on down the path.
Creak, creak, creak.
It is only the trees, Little Bear, said Big Bear, and he walked on down the path. Plod, plod, plod. It is only the sound of my feet again, said Big Bear, and he plodded on and on and on until they came back home to their cave. Big Bear and Little Bear went down into the dark of their own bear cave. Just stay there, Little Bear, said Big Bear, putting Little Bear in the bear chair with a blanket to keep him warm. Big Bear stirred up the fire from the embers and lighted the lamps and made the bear cave all cozy again.
Now tell me a story, Little Bear said.
And Big Bear sat down in the bear chair with Little Bear curled on his lap. And he told a story of plodders and drippers and ploppers and the sounds of the snow in the woods. And this little bear and this big bear plodding all the way. Home. The end.